Welcome to the Soul Winning Motivator Broadcast with Daniel White III. My name is Danita Evangeline White, and I am the second oldest daughter of Daniel White III. We are glad that you have joined us today as Daniel White III encourages us to keep the soul winner's fire by spreading the good news of Jesus Christ.
Ladies and gentlemen, brothers and sisters in Christ, and fellow soul winners, welcome to the Soul Winning Motivator Podcast, number 152. The Bible says, "He who wins souls is wise." Our soul winning passage from the Word of God today is Matthew chapter 9, verses 37 and 38, which reads, "Then saith he," Jesus, "unto his disciples, the harvest truly is plenteous, but the laborers are few. Pray ye therefore the Lord of the harvest, that he will send forth laborers into his harvest." Beloved, allow me to share with you some insights regarding this scripture passage from the expository notes of Dr. Thomas Constable. He said, "Jesus' figure of speech is in addressing his disciples here, however, was an agricultural one. He wanted to infuse in his compassion. He wanted to infuse his compassion for the multitudes into them. Jesus viewed Israel as a field composed of many stalks of grain. They needed gathering for placement in the barns of the kingdom. They would die where they were, and the nation would suffer ruin if workers did not bring them in soon. Unfortunately, there were not enough workers to do this massive task. Consequently, Jesus commanded his disciples to beseech God, the Lord of the harvest, to provide additional laborers for his harvest." The picture is of imminent change. A change was coming whether or not the Israelites accepted their Messiah. It would either be beneficial or detrimental to the nation. An adequate number of workers was one factor that would determine the way the change would go. Evidently, Matthew expected his readers to understand disciples as all who were in a learning relationship to Jesus. Then, rather than just the 12, that is the way he used the term so far in this gospel. Ladies and gentlemen, our soul-winning quote today is from Count Nicholas Ludwig von Zinzendorf. He said, "I have but one passion. It is he. It is he alone. The world is the field, and the field is the world. And henceforth, that country shall be my home, where I can be most used in winning souls for Christ." Our soul-winning devotional, if you will, is part 17 of our series titled The Master Plan of Evangelism from Robert E. Coleman. This is part 2 of Association Closer as Training Ends. The course followed by Jesus through life was supremely portrayed in the days following his resurrection. Interestingly enough, every one of the 10 post-resurrection appearances of Christ was to his followers, particularly the chosen apostles. So far as the Bible shows, not one unbelieving person was permitted to see the glorified Lord. Yet it is not so strange. There was no need to excite the multitudes with this spectacular revelation. What could they have done? But the disciples who had fled in despair following the crucifixion needed to be revived in their faith and confirmed in their mission to a lost and dying world. His whole ministry evolved around them. And so it was. The time which Jesus invested in these few disciples was so much more by comparison to that given to others that it can only be regarded as a deliberate strategy. He actually spent more time with his disciples than with everybody else in the world put together. He ate with them, slept near them, and talked with them for the most part of his entire active ministry. They walked together along the lonely roads. They visited together in the crowded cities. They sailed and fished together on the Sea of Galilee. They prayed together in the deserts and in the mountains, and they worshiped together in the synagogues and in the temple. Dear friends, if the Lord should tarry his coming and we live, in our next episode we will look at Association still ministering to the masses. Let's pray. Holy Father God, grant us your grace, your strength, your anointing, and the power of your Holy Spirit to be the soul winners you want us to be, so that others may come to know you as Savior before it is eternally too late. In Jesus Christ's name we pray and for his sake. Amen. Now, dear friend of mine, if you do not know the Lord Jesus Christ as your personal Savior, may I lovingly encourage you to get to know him today. May I lovingly encourage you to be saved today. Allow me to show you how. First, accept the fact that you are a sinner and that you have broken God's law, and so have I. The Bible says in Romans 3:23, "For all have sinned and come short of the glory of God." Second, accept the fact that there is a penalty for sin. The Bible states in Romans 6:23, "For the wages of sin is death." We die physically because of sin, disobedience. And we die spiritually because of sin if we don't trust Christ as Savior and go to a place called hell to suffer the consequences forever. Third, accept the fact, dear friend, that you are on the road to hell. Jesus Christ said in Matthew 10:28, "And fear not them which kill the body, but are not able to kill the soul, but rather fear him which is able to destroy both soul and body in hell." Also, the Bible says in Revelation 21:8, "But the fearful and unbelieving and the abominable and murderers and whoremongers and sorcerers and idolaters and all liars shall have their part in the lake which burneth with fire and brimstone, which is the second death. Now, dear friend, this is bad news. I agree. But here's the good news. Jesus Christ said in John 3:16, "For God so loved the world," that includes you, "that he gave his only begotten Son, that whosoever believeth in him should not perish, but have everlasting life." Just believe in your heart that Jesus Christ died for your sins, was buried, and rose from the dead by the power of God for you, so that you can live eternally with him. Pray and ask him to come into your heart to save your soul today, and he will. Romans 10:9-13 says that if you shall confess with thy mouth the Lord Jesus, and shall believe in thine heart that God hath raised him from the dead, you shalt be saved. For with the heart man believeth unto righteousness, and with the mouth confession is made unto salvation. For the scripture saith, "Whosoever believeth on him shall not be ashamed." For there is no difference between the Jew and the Greek. For the same Lord over all is rich unto all that call upon him. For whosoever shall call upon the name of the Lord shall be saved. Until next time, my beloved, keep the soul winner's fire. God bless you.